Arnold Rampersad is a professor of English at Stanford who has written celebrated biographies of Langston Hughes and Jackie Robinson. Now Rampersad has turned his attention to the writer many people think of as having written the great American novel of the 20th century. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Rampersad's new biography of Ralph Ellison.
There have been some colossal writing blocks throughout literary history. Dashiell Hammett, Joseph Mitchell, Harper Lee, Henry Roth, to quickly name a few, all were bedeviled by decades-long bouts of blankness. But no writing block has ever been played out so publicly as the one suffered by Ralph Ellison. After his debut novel, Invisible Man, was published in 1952 and subsequently won the National Book Award, as well as an ongoing avalanche of honors for Ellison, there was, well, nothing, at least in terms of fiction. Ellison would visibly sadden or even flinch when an admirer would ask the awful question, "When's your next novel coming out?" In his authoritative, vivid biography of Ellison, Arnold Rampersad exhausts all the diagnoses, psychological, sociological, animal, and mineral, of why Ellison failed to produce a second novel. But there's no question that the one and only novel he did finish was a masterpiece. A contender for the great American novel, certainly of the 20th century, Invisible Man is one of those everything-but-the-kitchen-sink tales. It draws on Ellison's own life story, as well as jazz, folklore, classical mythology, African-American history, off-color jokes, contemporary politics, and the work of American masters like Melville and Twain, as well as European modernists like Joyce. Except for the central section, which gets bogged down in Communist Party politics, Invisible Man manages not only to be encompassing and erudite, but also terrific fun to read. It became an impossible act for Ellison to follow, but not for Rampersad to match, in a sense, with this superb biography. In addition to chronicling Ellison's classic Up From Obscurity Rise to Fame, from his impoverished beginnings in Oklahoma to his eventual chumminess with presidents and captains of art and industry, Rampersad also serves up a rich account of 20th century American literary life. Ellison came to know almost everyone worth knowing in the New York literary world, and the constant boozy round of mutual backslapping and sniping with the likes of Richard Wright, both an early mentor and a later antagonist, Robert Penn Warren, Saul Bellow, Langston Hughes, Norman Mailer, and Amiri Baraka, no doubt distracted Ellison from the problem of his second novel. All throughout this biography, Rampersad offers shrewd commentary on Ellison's near-lifelong struggle to reconcile his racial identity with his universalist artistic ambitions. Ellison always said that he wanted genuine world fame, not condescending praise for being a good Negro writer. Ellison achieved that goal through Invisible Man, but got slammed, especially by an up-and-coming generation of black artists like Baraka, for being a sellout, in artistic thrall to high art pale faces like T.S. Eliot and Hemingway. Ellison's own demeanor didn't help matters. As Rampersad describes him, he was an aloof man and frequently ungenerous to younger black writers like Toni Morrison and Henry Louis Gates. But of course, he wasn't made of stone. In a telling anecdote, Rampersad describes a conference at Grinnell College in 1967 where Ellison was confronted by a guy dressed like a Black Panther. "You're an Uncle Tom man," shouted out the militant, "a disgrace to the race." The room of students and academics froze. Ellison shot back, "I resent being called an Uncle Tom. What do you know about my life? Get on your motorcycle and go back to Chicago and throw some Molotov cocktails. That's all you'll ever know about." As the Panthers and his buddies roared off on motorcycles, Rampersad quotes two separate witnesses who recall Ellison breaking down in tears and sobbing, "I'm not a Tom. I'm not a Tom." Later, Cornel West and other black cultural critics recuperated Ellison. The wheel turned, and for this next generation of black intellectuals, Ellison was black enough after all. Invisible Man ends when the unnamed hero, hiding underground, throws this question out to the reader. "Who knows but that on the lower frequencies, I speak for you. Just who Ellison spoke for or to, what diction he chose to speak in, what cultural symbols he reached for, these will always be vexed questions. The mystery isn't so much about the lack of a second novel. The mystery and wonder is that given all these landmines, Ellison ever found his way into writing that first novel at all.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed a new biography of Ralph Ellison by Arnold Rampersad.